You're listening to the John and Kane Show. And now, your hosts, John and Kane.
Hulken! Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's the John and Kane Show. My name is John.
And my name is Kane.
So I'm not going to reveal this, but apparently Lindsay is bringing in this product tomorrow on the show.
She is.
And I'm reading one of the ingredients, which literally is the beginning of an explosive. It's cyclopentasiloxane.
Really?
And literally the cyclo is a form of glycerin, which is an explosive.
Now we've just been flagged by the government.
I don't care. Whatever.
I do.
Cyclotrimethylene trimitramine.
Would you stop talking about things?
Is another explosive.
Quit it. That's like saying bomb on a plane. Don't do that.
No, you already did it.
No. We're not on a plane.
You already did it. Anyway,
we're not on a plane.
That was our way of promoting tomorrow's show, but it's all about today's show. Gary Berger is going to be on the show.
Yeah.
And Chris Frank is going to be on the show.
That means you can take a break pretty much.
Pretty much. Once
pretty
he gets
much.
Here. Pretty much. Gary was promising me, though, before the show, and we're going to talk about it during the song right in here in a second. Once we open the show, which we're already doing, I'm going to participate more today.
That's
what he's promising me.
I love it.
That's what he's saying.
All right.
So, folks, the commitment of our show is fun, funny, make the world a better place. That's what we do to the best of our ability.
That's right. And, of course, the Facebook page, we'd love you to like it. I mean, if you haven't already.
Right.
Because it won't allow you to like it if you've already liked it.
Right.
It'll only allow you to unlike it. And don't do that. Don't unlike it.
No.
Only like it.
No.
John and Kane Show on Facebook and, of course, Indio Radio on Facebook. Just go and press like. It takes no pain, time, or anything.
You will help my self-esteem by liking
it. It's true.
I mean, my whole day is
like our Facebook
dependent
page.
Dependent upon that.
Yeah, like our Facebook page. Not only are you feeding John's dependence, but somewhere in the universe, an angel gets their wings.
All right, at John and Kane Show.
At @Indio_radio, that's Twitter and Instagram.
But you probably already know that, given you found us either on iTunes or anyplace else.
Right.
All right, going to be a great show today, so do stay with us. It is the John and Kane Show. I'm so very excited about our next guest. During the song, he was talking about the fact that I'm going to get to participate more today. So,
ladies and
gentlemen, let's please welcome Gary Berger.
Gary Berger.
Top
hey
rated
guys.
Trial
Great
lawyer.
Great to see you guys
Good,
again.
Good, Gary.
Same here.
Thank you so much for acknowledging the fact that you and I should really be participating more.
We should. You know, you're very engaged. I love your presence here on the show.
Thank you.
You're kind of the rock of the show,
Thank
maybe,
you.
Right?
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank
so
you.
I thought, so Kane,
yes.
What do you want to talk about today?
Well, I thought that, you know, last week, now you were here last week, but we didn't have a chance to actually talk about some of the stuff that happened here close to home, as a matter of fact. Mizzou's campus has recently gone through some turmoil, we'll call it, and there are some apologies and resignations. There are some journalistic oppression. Or actually, oppression of journalists is what I should say. There wasn't any oppression done by journalists, but
right.
So all of that is now shaking out. It's sort of fizzling out, and we're kind of seeing the after effects of it now. So I thought maybe we should talk about what happened in Mizzou.
Great idea. Thank you for that idea, John. So Kane, we haven't really there's a lot of law and the intersection of law in this, and we really haven't touched a lot on racism. In some ways, as a white guy, I don't know how much I can say. But in some ways, you know, I'm certainly identify that. One of the things that struck me, it's so hard to find these days clear examples of injustice, black and white things, you know, and these everything's shades of gray these days.
I'm glad
you
brought that up.
I mean, and you can see it in a lot of examples. And I'm a father of young kids and in life, you know, you look for examples for your kids to teach them. Here's right and wrong. Here's
right.
this and that.
Right.
And And I don't see, you know, and there's always the but, and we don't get that clear example here. So that's one of the things that struck me with Mizzou, because, I mean, this is not a hunger strike because, like Gandhi did, where the Indians are being oppressed. This is not Martin Luther King. No one sat here and...
And by the way, he didn't really hunger strike. He was eating crackers and soups.
Gandhi?
And stuff. No, not Gandhi. I'm talking about this kid who's the son of the railroad executive.
I know.
Yeah, that kid.
Well, you know, and you know, if you look at protests and stuff, I mean, typically you give someone a list of stuff to do and they don't do it and they don't do it and they don't do it, and you talk to them and you don't do it, and these productions are often a last resort when you're not getting your civil disobedience is used when you're not getting it other ways, right? That's not happening here.
So what are they not getting? Let's say that. Let's ask that question.
Well, Timothy Wolf, the Mizzou president, mm-hmm. resigned. And that's because he didn't get out of his car when they were blocking him in for a time. That mm-hmm. apparently Beast wants a big rubbing. And look, I get it that Missouri is a southern state. I get there's racism here. There is. And it's anti-black.
No one's never denied it. But here was the only problem that I had with the whole thing. Was there's supposed to be some poop swastika. And then there's every day someone's being yelled an N-word or something is what they're claiming. Well, in this day and age of cell phones and cameras and videos, if every day someone is calling you the N-word, if someone is actually putting a poop swastika somewhere, you'd have video or a picture of it. But right now, what exists online is an old picture of a poop swastika, because apparently this poop swastika was not the original poop swastika. There's been other poop swastikas in the past.
Hold that thought. When we come back, we'll continue. No, you're done right now, because we're out of time. When we come back, we'll continue. Well, actually, Gary and Kane will continue the conversation.
Oh, see, he's sore about it.
Because
he's feeling poopy about it.
He's feeling poopy.
I am. He played me in the beginning, but I thought I was going to be more involved.
Okay.
We'll be right back, John and Kane Show. All right, I'm going to reintroduce our guest because that's all I'll be saying during this break. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Berger.
Nothing like self-fulfilling prophecies, right, Gary?
That's right. And
so, Kane, I'm sorry, John, just let me interrupt briefly. So, Kane, you're right. You're right. You know, you're exactly right. There's not a clear message here. There's not a clear egregious thing. It is wrong to use racial to call people the N-word. That was used.
No doubt.
And it gets used. And it's wrong to... use the swastika, that is obviously... But
I think it's more wrong to smear poop.
Racism.
Let's be honest here. No one's talking about the fact that it's poop. It's poop!
There was one...
Swastika or no swastika, it's poop.
Why do you have to keep saying that word?
Because people have to know that this is how silly it is. We don't even have proof that it happened.
It's a crappy thing to do regardless.
Now, by the way, again, the absence of evidence doesn't mean it didn't happen, but
those things are wrong, right? But when you fight against civil disobedience is used to fight against big institutions like governments and that kind of stuff that has institutional racism,
right?
And we have a lot of laws in America to protect and to fight against that. I don't get any clear message here of institutional racism, and none of the spokesmen for this say there's institutional racism here. Even in Ferguson, staying with the Missouri examples, you can disagree with the facts about whether the officer was beat up or Michael Brown had his hands up and that kind of stuff. But if you look at it, there is institutional issues with police shooting African Americans. It happens a lot. There's some issues there. It's tough to do, but there are issues there. You see these examples around the nation, and we're working against that police.
It's important to know what those issues are,
people.
As opposed to just saying there are issues there.
Yeah.
Because the details are, you know, important when you talk about issues, because, you know, I can see where people are upset at the handful of stories that are out there that are completely unjust shootings, right? But if you're shooting at police, or if you're going for a policeman's gun, or if you're doing something like that, expect to be met with lethal force. Or if you're not, you just got lucky.
Absolutely.
It's just the way it is. So,
but even that is so far different than what we have at Mizzou, right? Bring it home. I mean,
exactly.
A professor resigned because he scheduled a test that was pre-scheduled and everybody complained that he was going to have it.
Yeah.
And this
the thing is, by the way, because if they thought racism was the problem on campus, and this president resigning, him stepping down, was going to cure racism? Was that going to get rid of all the racism? Like, how is, they were currently investigating. They were actually investigating what these claims were. They weren't finding anything. Therefore, they weren't able to conclude anything. And they, the people were not happy about that.
This ain't Liberty University. This is a public university where these people spend their careers being teachers and educators and supporting these ideas and freely talking about these things. And I mean, usually universities are criticized for being uber liberal, too liberal in the ivory tower. They're not a bastion of intolerance.
Right. Well, they sure showed it with journalists on campus. And that's another law hair I'd like to split with you, because people have an idea what their rights are, but they're not exactly correct.
We've talked about this before.
We have talked about this before.
And so
when we come back, trial lawyer, top-rated trial lawyer, Gary Berger, who is breaking out on his own, and we're going to get all that information here later, we're going to talk about that and what people think their rights are as opposed to what their rights actually are.
Stay with us. It is the John and Cain Show, where I don't talk. I got to get this in fast. Our guest is Gary Berger.
Yeah.
Gary talked about that president at Mizzou stepping down. I think it was a money thing, because if the football team didn't play their next game, their fine was going to be $1 million. That president's not making $1 million. I think it's a financial thing.
I see. So
there's no question that football team came in and ratcheted up, man.
Oh, no doubt. It happened within 2 days when the football team got involved.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, within 2 days, and it set a precedent. So, and this is going to segue into what I wanted to talk about, but it sort of set a precedent on other campuses where if you're not getting what you want, no matter how legal or illegal your stance may be, all you got to do is get the football team involved, because they know how to pull the purse strings. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Yale was next.
Yeah. I mean, it's about pulling the purse strings as opposed to doing what's right for right's sake. So,
well, yeah, you know, and we've seen that in professional basketball out in California when that team got. I mean, there's when the team starts stepping up and you know, it's already crazy how much football teams can drive colleges. I mean, you know, I mean, that's not about education. What's the deal? But anyway,
to stay on topic in regards to rights and stuff. We left last break and we talked about how some people think they have certain rights.
The media, like, I guess, doesn't have the right to go up and take pictures and stuff. And the irony, it was the journalist professor who's pushing him away and calling for the muscle. Bring in muscle. I'm like, are you kidding me? What's going on?
We need more oppression. Bring in more oppression.
Bring in the football players to beat up the student from St. Louis County. He's some type of age.
And Tim Tye. I talked to him on Facebook, and I talked to the guy who actually took the video of that on Facebook
Good
as well.
Good for you. Well, you guys have a great Facebook presence on this show.
Yeah, and basically they were both holding their composure extremely well. The videographer and the photographer who was being accosted, I mean, there is no other way to describe it. He was being accosted. He held his calm. He held his cool. He was talking about his rights. So we're going to talk about this, because those people who were staging the protest, who were standing on public property, were out there trying to shut down media. So let's let people know that when they're on private property, it's their private property, you can't, it's private property, you can't do anything. Public property, you're consenting automatically to your picture being taken, you're consenting automatically to video being taken when you're on public property. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, the irony is abound. They were trying to get this media attention to change these issues, and rather than going through the internal processes and having more than one conversation with this university president, they're immediately protesting. Well, they got their attention, but now they don't want it.
Right.
And then they're using this this bully pulpit, or trying to get this energy about them to try to communicate this, but then they're pushing away the media who's doing it. I mean,
exactly.
And they tried to paint it as, oh, we're trying to get our thoughts together and stuff,
which is a horrible message to put out.
Right.
I get
that things can be disjointed, but shouldn't you have a message in the first place before you protest?
You absolutely should. So,
what do you think, John?
I think it's great, but we got to wrap it up.
Oh.
No, really,
we're out of time. You can't contribute in any way outside of your...
I didn't give you enough attention
your
to
theory?
That.
No, it's okay. It's fine. I mean...
Although your theory's pretty good. I do like your theory.
I like that you and Kane get to have whatever you have. It's fine.
Wow.
Hey, so you broke out on your own. Tell us about that.
Yes.
Burgerlaw.com, the Burger Law Firm. My partner and I are restructuring our business. He's going to be great and successful, and I hope to be too. I'm going to continue doing the work I've always done of helping people, talking about these legal issues with you guys. I'm basically a trial lawyer, so I get up and try cases. People ask me to help them a lot in personal injury cases. I do that a lot in a lot of different areas. I do some other litigation. So the phone number is 314-542-2222. The website's going to be up. I still have my Facebook presence. People can Google me, get a hold of me, all that. Always happy to help your listeners. I've actually helped some, and you know, people call me. I even ask.
And that's awesome.
We sit and talk like this. I'll answer any question anybody has.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We love
except
Gary.
For me.
Well, except for John. But I mean, that's
what legal question do you have?
Yeah.
No, I'm okay. No, we're fine. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen,
I think I'm going to have to talk to him more next time.
I think
when
so.
We'll try.
See how it goes.
You're jerking me around. When we come back, Chris Frank, join us on the John and Kane Show.
Thanks, guys.
Very excited to be able to talk on the show again.
Yeah.
And well, Gary was
You'll
in.
Be fully expressive now, won't you?
Right. Well, you and him just name it. Anyway, with that, ladies and gentlemen, very excited to have him back on the show. Put your hands together for Chris Frank.
That's right. Affectionately known as Hoss.
And,
Hoss, thanks
going
for coming
on.
In, man. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah, and according to your paper here, Radio Ninja at Indigoot Entertainment.
Yeah.
Do explain.
It's probably likely that I was hopped up on cough medicine when I wrote that.
Did you almost die?
No, I've had, the last 4 months I've been in and out of hospitals, all for good things. Just things that I've been putting off needing to get done. I got my septum straightened, my turbinates reduced, and my sinus passages open.
And your tail removed.
Yes. And I'm officially a guy now.
Excellent.
Yay!
Good for you.
Good for you.
Nice.
I support you. You're a hero.
I know. Me, it's like the reverse Caitlyn Jenner.
Right.
No.
You untucked.
But correct.
Right, I get it.
But no, I actually have a fully functional nose now, and it's awesome. I can breathe.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. So then outside of that was just my girlfriend had a wicked cold that finally made its way to me a couple of weeks ago and just knocked
me on my butt.
How's
that mess with the new sinus cavity action that you got going on?
It's not as bad as it used to be,
yeah.
To be honest. Yeah. Like,
that's awesome.
It used to be when I would get a sinus infection, I'd be down for 3 weeks because everything would stay stuffed up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to get into all the graphicness of it now.
Right. We're already there.
Like,
we're already there.
The river, it does flow.
That it does.
That's the one thing I don't understand about human beings. Like, our sinus cavities, they're
actually, useless.
Yeah, they're turned upside down.
Yeah.
They're like pools of disgusting in our heads.
Yep.
You know, like the reason why other animals are always, their noses are running because their sinuses are turned the way they should be.
Yep.
Like, why did we get that?
And they're completely useless now. When I was prepping for the surgery and doing all these things, I was talking to my doctor, and she's like, you know, really, humans don't need their sinus cavities
anymore. What, they're like appendixes? They don't need it?
Pretty much. Like, they're just there, like, to collect crap.
Yeah. And I guess when you're breathing, that's part of the filtration system, I'm guessing? Something that
sorta.
Your body is designed to clean and keep your air passages?
Yeah.
Clean
it was a whole thing.
It all sticks in the mucus instead of go down into your lungs or whatever.
Can I just say, why are we even on this topic?
I don't know.
Like,
we miss Chris.
I've been on the injury reserve for a while.
Yeah, it was pre-surgery last time he was here. Now we're hearing about all the...
I mean, I care about him, but this is really
Can we hear about more mucus or should we go on another subject?
No, I don't think we should.
Egon, your mucus.
Yeah. I have no idea what just happened there.
What?
It's a Ghostbusters reference.
You don't know Ghostbusters?
I know Ghostbusters. I'm just saying.
Oh, stop being upset.
Just quit. What?
Just stop it.
What?
All right,
What's
Chris,
happening?
So Indigoot, let's tell everybody a little bit about Indigoot because you rep a band that's got another single out just recently.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are catching fire. Tell people about who they are.
The band is Highly Suspect.
Yes.
St. Louis has become a huge home for them.
Oh,
they've played
gosh.
Here a couple
Love
of times.
Those guys.
They're coming back in about a month. The first song that they had, Lydia, you guys played.
Yes.
Had a lot of success with, as did a lot of the country.
Yeah.
We now have a second single called Blood Feather, which thank you guys for supporting.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the band is really taken off, and it's cool to be breaking a ban from the rock formats in 2015.
Yeah, that's a rare thing to do.
Because it's
man.
Very rare now. So and, rare. I mean, like a rock band, not a pop rock band.
Right, exactly.
Like a full-on rock band. Like, I doubt this band ever gets played at top 40 radio.
Right.
But, you know, so it's cool just to see the notoriety rise with this band and to see MTV come on and all these outlets that typically ignore rock music now.
Yeah.
Kind of take a shine to this band.
Yeah. And the support for pop in radio is the reason why, but rock has just as much support, and they need to start seeing that.
I agree.
That needs
it's going to come back around.
Yeah,
for sure
I see it too. It's all cyclical, and they're going to realize they need to fuel that side of it too.
Yep. And I would highly suggest for those of you who haven't had a chance to see the band, and Kane, I know you have.
I have.
Seeing that band puts them in a whole different light.
No doubt.
It is rock
if you
and roll.
Like, if you like Cage the Elephant in regards to their performance,
a lot of energy.
You're going to get a lot of that similarness, the energy on stage. The lead singer's really dynamic.
Johnny's a rock star. In a day and age where lead singers don't want to be rock stars and avoid the spotlight, Johnny unabashedly says, "Here I am, I'm going to rip your face off."
All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back and talk more about sinus cavities because that fits. Nothing.
That's my next band.
Is it sinus cavities?
Yeah.
Love those guys.
Stay with us. Our guest is Chris Frank on the John and Kane Show. So we're back, and Kane purposely went 40 seconds over, and then the minute the song starts, I'm the one that gets yelled at.
Why are you the one getting yelled at?
Because they're like, tell Kane to go to break. I'm like, you guys already did, and he ignored you. Well, you sit next to him, tap his leg like you do, and then tell him to go to break.
Right.
But the time thing, so I don't get yelled at.
But here's the thing. I'm not going to be in the middle of one thought and then go to break.
Fine.
It's just not going to happen. I'm going to finish the thought and then go to break, and that's what we did.
All right. Chris Frank, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Sorry you have to watch us fight.
That's fine. It's
He's
radio.
I'm
used to it.
He's used to it.
Does mommy and daddy are just having an argument. It doesn't mean they don't love you.
Daddy and daddy sometimes fight. All right, so you're a hockey enthusiast, mm-hmm. obviously. Do you still play in the...
I do, yeah. I play in a league in Maplewood called St. Louis Floor Hockey.
Yeah.
And they have a Monday,
I like
Wednesday.
Floor hockey. You know why? Because
awesome.
I don't have to skate.
Yep. When you're as big as I am and your center of gravity is as high as I am, on skates,
no,
not elegant.
Work.
By the way, to paint a picture with words, Chris Frank is 7'9".
Correct.
7'9".
Yeah, I'm 7 foot and every bit of 350.
Yeah.
So me on skates is A, not elegant, and B, not going to stop in a hurry.
And if you're anywhere near someone who you might fall onto, although it'd be fine for you.
Death for them.
Not so much for them.
But yeah, it's awesome. It's 4-on-4 and a goalie, and there's a Monday league and a Thursday league, which are fairly competitive. There's a Wednesday league, which is recreational.
Yeah.
But I encourage anyone who likes hockey, and you might be like me and don't know how to skate, if you can carry a stick and put one foot in front of another, you can go play hockey.
I'm totally down. All right, so because of the hockey love, are you still part of the Blues Hockey Podcast?
I am. We took a hiatus for the first part of this season.
I noticed that.
My co-host Jason's in the middle of selling his house and relocating and everything else, so he wanted just to take some time off, and I was like, dude, you know, do what you gotta do, but if I was a wagering man, I would say probably right around the All-Star break, you will
see
the microphones go hot again.
Got it. Yeah. Because there's always going to be, especially that time
of
the season, there's a lot to talk about.
All-star break and a trade deadline into the playoffs, and God, please let it be a long playoff run this time.
I know. Those short playoffs where we have decent seasons and then the playoffs are like 1 week, and it's like, what happened?
You know, I went to opening night this year, and they raised the banner for the division champs again. I looked at my friend, and I was like, I don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like cheering for a division banner is what the people who don't care about winning championships do.
Well, paying attention.
I don't care anymore. I don't care if we don't win another division title. I don't care if we don't win, if we're the eighth seed. I don't care. Give me a Stanley Cup.
Right.
LA and Chicago finish sixth and seventh all the time. What do they do? Raise Stanley Cup banners every other year. That's what I want.
That's
God just won before I die.
Such a great point, because how many years have we had the Blues in this city and performing, I mean, top performance for many years, 25 plus in a row, where we were in the postseason
yep.
and never...
We still have the record. Detroit could break it this year.
Oh, could they?
Of most consecutive, for any sports team in
most
any
league. Most consecutive postseason without a
Stanley Cup? No, just most consecutive postseason appearances.
Oh, period.
And Detroit tied it last year, could break it this year.
Got it.
Yeah. But we haven't been back to the finals since 1969. The closest we got was, I think, 97 or 98 when we went to the Western Finals against Colorado and got just spanked.
So disappointing.
Yeah. By the way, when a man is almost 8 feet tall and says getting spanked, a little terrifying.
That is yeah. terrifying. That
All
is
right,
terrifying.
When we come back, we will end the show with Mr. Chris Frank. I have to ask you, it's a setup for this. Did you watch the PBS piece on the John and Cain
I
show?
I did.
Okay, when we come back, we'll discuss it with Chris Frank. Stay with us, John and Cain Show.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed.
I know, it's sad. It's really, really depressing to have to end the show today, especially with such a great guest, Chris Frank in studio.
Why do you flirt with the millennial producers?
Why wouldn't I?
Why? I'm just saying. Like, if the song is ending, I'm like, pay attention.
Yeah.
I'm snapping at you because I'm so polite.
You were sad, and I understood, and I think we're good.
All right, great. All right, Chris Frank, so, you know... we've known you for many, many, many years.
Many, many years.
I really loved sharing with you, and I'm happy that you watched it. So what did you think of the video piece on the John and Cain Show?
I thought it was really an insightful way to not only put images to what you guys do, because for the most part, a lot of the radio. Yeah, listenership is audio.
Right.
So it was a cool way to not only put a visual to what you guys do, but to really kind of explain what it is you guys do in this hybrid between radio and internet podcasting and everything else.
Yeah.
Because what you guys said was very insightful is that people now are becoming so accustomed to having everything on demand in a window that they want
right.
in their handheld device,
yep.
be it an iPad or a cell phone or whatever, that they don't want to have to punch around and find something they're interested in. They want to know the content I want is here, hit a button and it starts.
Right.
Well, kind of what I was getting to though, were we attractive?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I thought you guys look good.
Yeah? You think so?
Yeah.
I had my standard, I look like a radio guy standard thing. You know, it's good.
I mean, you know.
Face for radio. Face for radio. That's what
I said. We all have the same plight in life.
I was really hoping he was going to wear his, like, because any time that we go anywhere, he wears his college DJ band shirt.
Okay.
And he didn't do this.
College DJ band shirt? Which band is that?
I don't know, but you always have, like, it's like you look like you walk straight out of, like, the college radio station.
Yeah.
You do.
I mean, that's the way, because here's the thing. College radio for me is really the last pure. What are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking at the logo on your shirt. It looks like you just picked up the swag. What are you wearing?
No, I participated in Over the Edge. You're familiar with Over the Edge?
No.
Okay, essentially, down in Lumiere Place in St. Louis, there's a 30-story building, and you rappel over the edge of that 30-story building as you get people to sponsor you, much like doing the stairs at the Met or anything like that. You ever done that before?
Okay,
so I rappel 30 stories, and for everyone that can actually support me, that money goes to the charity that it actually
Okay, well, then I apologize.
Special Olympics Missouri, so right. you're really accosting these people.
Hang on, what I thought you had done was what all of us who've been in radio as long as we have.
102.4 The Edge.
Yeah, when you don't have a clean shirt, where do you go?
And that's
you
not a real radio shirt.
Yeah, you go to the swag closet, and it's like, I'll take that one.
Right. See, whenever it's a 102 point something, that number after the point has to be an odd number.
Yep.
So if it's a .1, a .3, a .5, or .7, if you do a .4, you know that's a fake station.
Correct.
Like someone doing that for a movie.
That's exactly why I went even. I was like,
exactly.
I better not upset any radio station
right,
that could be
exactly.
real.
Exactly.
Really? I didn't know
you
that.
Didn't know
I just learned something.
They're all odd numbers.
They're all odd numbers on the after the point.
Really?
So if you see in a movie that it's 103.6,
not real.
The flower. You know, it's like, but that's not a real station.
How exciting. I learned something. All right. I know. Everyone's like, close the show. All right. Chris Frank, leave us with the words of wisdom.
Oh, man.
Words only you can share.
Something that I learned this week.
Mm-hmm.
When your doctor prescribes you cough syrup with codeine in it, make sure you take it while you're sitting on your bed.
And double the dose?
Because it is night-night juice.
Love that.
I love it. I love it. Clap, ladies and gentlemen.
Chris, that's right. Chris, thank you. Great catching up, man.
Find him, indegoot.com, IndeGoot.com, indegoot. Oh, yeah. ChrisFrank15 on Facebook and on Instagram.
Middle-aged the giant.
Okay.
Middle-aged the giant instead of young the giant. I love that.
I love it.
I love that. And by the way, Highly Suspect is the band. Are you personally managing these guys, or how's this working?
Indegoot manages them.
Okay.
So my boss, Bill McGathy, is the manager, I am part of the radio team for them, along with my counterpart,
Adam. So be listening for Blood Feather Nationwide from Indegoot's band, Highly Suspect.
Follow us on social media at John and Kane Show.
At @Indio_radio. Those handles are great for Twitter and Instagram.
We love that all of you listen to the show live, 10 a.m., IndioRadio.com. The rest of you who listen to the replay, 5 p.m., IndioRadio.com. We appreciate that also. And the rest of you get us how?
Well, you just go to where podcasts exist. iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, Spreaker, those platforms, by the way. Just search Indio Radio Podcast. You'll find us. Just Google John and Kane Show if you're having a hard time finding us. And don't forget, indioradio.wordpress.com is where we have the blog, thank you to Catherine, that is specific to each guest and some of the likes and faves of the staff as well. So a lot of good stuff up on the blog. Again, indioradio.wordpress.com. And even that video you referenced, saw from the PBS and the Domain Tech Report.
I appreciate Chris Frank's feedback on that because what he says matters to me.
Absolutely.
Seriously, thank you.
Absolutely.
So that was good. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, here comes the signature close. Tomorrow on the show, Lindsay Walden will be in along with Monk. Going to be a lot of fun.
Nice.
It is the John and Kane Show, broadcasting live from Shock City Studios on, of course, All Together.
Indio Radio!
See you tomorrow.